LOL. Well, AISI, it was NBD.
Kids are spending more and more time online. And even if you heard what they're typing, you probably wouldn't know what they're saying.
Some PPL, whatever.
WMS.
They chat online in a language full of acronyms. And unless you use it every day, you won't understand it.
YIWGP.
You won't know what they're saying or who they're saying it to. A lot of times, neither do they. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. So here's an acronym for you. HDOP. Help Delete Online Predators. To protect your kid's online life and to get a full list of acronyms kids are using, call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Everything is in readiness, Master. We merely await your word.
WMFR in
Medford. Cure these maddies, lettuce, tomatoes. You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs. Very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFR.
Push it right to the edge.
It would be like taking candy from a baby.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
I'm the god of hellfire.
Hi, god of hellfire.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
We couldn't afford costumes, so on Halloween, us kids just wore sheets. In fact, we were so poor the rest of the year, we wore pillowcases.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnel is layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you, just one word.
Yes sir.
Are you listening?
Yes I am.
Plastic
strawberries.
delicious. Talking about chat food wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Candy man, the candy man, yeah.
Good evening, and welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage. With audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where. Mixed in between and on top of the music. And this evening, well, what other theme could we possibly have other than celebrating Halloween? One of the best musical holidays, I think, given all of the, well, all of the topics that there are in so much music about devils and candy and ghosts and all sorts of places like hell and the afterlife. Yes, we've got a pretty rockin' show for you this evening. And this being a plastic sushi sound collage as opposed to a Tears of the Gods, we always start off with some Japanese music, and we began the show with the Japanese duo of Chiba Mato and the Candyman from their Viva La Woman album. And then we heard from guitar virtuoso and former Marilyn Manson guitarist and former Rob Zombie guitarist, John Five. And he was collaborating with another guitar virtuoso, Joe Satriani. And that was that 8 minute 42 second piece was the Whale Wolf of Wisteria from John Five's third solo album, The Devil Knows My Name, which every song is about some serial murderer. That one, the Werewolf of Wisteria was the nickname for the serial killer and overall maniac, Albert Fish. So this is going to be, well, quite an eclectic genre-jumping show, as plastic sushis are wont to be. And we're, in particular, we're going to be hearing some Gregorian chant later on in the show. And we're going to hear another long piece from The Devil Knows My Name, and that'll be John Five collaborating with Jim Root of Slipknot, the Black Widow of La Porte. But that's coming up in the second hour. And in the next live set, in the next set, I've got two special remixed songs for you. The third one's going to be Henry Rollins and Motley Crue with a Halloween version of God Bless the Children of the Beast. And then we're going to be hearing a song that I played for you last week, but I think it just fits so well, and I'm very proud of the way this sound collage mix of the 10th Planet called Ghosts that has two different Christian preachers from the 20th century. And that the first one, I think, just makes so clear, if you listen to him, about how he's in it for the money. And then there's the younger one who explains the business that he's in and the gimmicks that they use. But first, let's start the rest of your Friday night Halloween sound collage party with, well, of course, another Japanese song. And this will be from Chiba Mato again, because, well, it really works well. Here's the 10th Floor Ghost Girl on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford. Thank you.
Right again. siren song. I just gotta tag along with that old devil called love. With that old devil called love.
I can only write this behind a locked door for fear of the world coming down on top of my head. I was at a Walmart in Joplin, Missouri recently. I was standing in line with some shaving cream. All around me, Halloween displays were up and Halloween candy was everywhere. I stood in a long line of all kinds of people. Most of them were holding bags of candy. Men, coming home from work, tired-eyed with slightly bent backs dressed in heavy clothing, standing in line with nothing in their hand but a bag of candy to give to little kids. I didn't think they did that anymore. I tried to imagine kids going door to door where I live. No way. Standing in line with the humans and their candy, it made me feel like I came from a different planet where the streets were covered with bullet casings and dried blood. I'm screwed up and sentimental, I know. I remember how much I used to look forward to Halloween. 24 hours later, I was in Ohio. At a hotel near the Greyhound station, where drug dealers were working the parking lot. Some things are over with, really over with.
Let's go! I might be a dead.
tonight here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage. We are celebrating Halloween. And we began that set with the Japanese female duo Chiba Mato and 10th Floor Ghost Girl. And then we heard an oldie but a goodie from Billie Holiday, That Old Devil Called Love. And then Henry Rollins mixed on top of Motley Crue, God Bless the Children of the Beast. And then the 10th Planet and two 20th century Christian preachers in the Ghosts Ministry of Sound mix, remixed Plastic Sushi style. And thanks to Chuck Yu for originally providing me with those Christian preachers from a show he did on our sister station, WMBR 88.1 on your FM dial. And then we heard Daniel Johnston and a pretty cool version of Casper the Friendly Ghost from the kids soundtrack. And the Cars, Candy O, from their second album called Candy O. And there's a three song, the way it segues on the original vinyl album with the two songs, Fast Car Lady and Double Life before that, I think is just an awesome, awesome vinyl mix of three songs squeezed, well, blended one into another. Segway, yes, that's the technical term. And we finished that set with Motorhead and Lemmy, Devil I Know. So, Tufts Open Call is a group that runs experiments in creating meaningful human connections at Tufts. And we had a event, a Halloween event last night, and that was a lot of fun. And there's another event under the Open Call umbrella. It's a kind of spin-off of things that we were having during the summertime, thanks to our outstanding improv teacher, Nick Deck. We're having the 15th Improv Play Shop this Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. over in Dowling Hall. And all members of the Tufts community, as well as the general public, are invited to this. Open Call aims to provide a non-alcoholic social space to meet new people and explore your own senses. So for more information, including the details of the next event, this Sunday's Improv Play Shop, and the more regular crazy open calls that we have on alternating Wednesdays and Thursdays, check out the Tufts Open Call homepage on Facebook. And just go into Google and type it in, Tufts Open Call. We'll get you there as the top hit. And this has been a public service message from Tufts Open Call and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Backing me up right now is a local electronic project band, Land of the Loops. And this track here is called Sounds, no, I Dream of Ghosts. Yes. Well, in the next set, we're going to go full circle by starting off and finishing with songs, appropriate Halloween songs from AC/DC. There's plenty in their catalog. And in there, we're also going to hear a piece about God and religion from pioneers and of sound collages, Negative Land. And we're also going to be thanking Chuck Yu for having recorded that live at the Middle East many years ago. And we'll also be having some Led Zeppelin and some John Trudell and some Elvis Presley in that, the next set here, as we continue to explore our theme of Halloween here on our Friday Night Sound Collage Party. AC/DC, Sweet Candy.
Shall the Republican Party undertake this week?
You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. Like an angel,
look like an angel,
walk like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk
walk like an angel, but I got white. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. I thought that I was in heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven help me, I didn't see the devil. Like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are, devil in disguise.
God and religion is
clearly a historical, culturally determined concept. God and religion is.
Kant, Immanuel Kant, Bertrand Russell said, we don't know the intrinsic nature of the physical world. The intrinsic nature of the physical world is just revealed to us from the outside, from how it looks, from how every physical particle affects every other physical particle. But what's it like in itself? What's the thing in itself?
Were you ever puzzled
thesis
about
of
God?
How we believe that humans are pattern-seeking, storytelling animals. It is almost impossible for us to look out at nature and not find some sort of pattern and then tell a story about it. That's what myths and stories are all about, is giving some meaning to the pattern. Now, the question is the pattern real or not? The one best method we have for determining that is science.
When do you think of God, Douglas?
I think of God when I'm lying in bed, Miss Parker. It makes me feel better. I seem to go to sleep faster.
One of the greatest remaining mysteries of science is the enigma of human consciousness. What makes us who we are creates that sense of the self and the world. Understanding how the brain creates the self is one of the holy grails of modern science.
And, you know, only in America would a conversation like this consistently be brought back to this need to prove God. Look, you can't prove it. Let me just say it as clearly as I can. There are no proofs of God. Whether there is a God or not, nobody knows. We'll find out, I guess, in the end. But in the meantime, as storytelling animals, we continue to spin stories about our world, and the scientific worldview is our story for today.
Were you ever puzzled about God?
Well, you don't have an answer.
Were you ever puzzled?
There is a sense, I think, in Christianity, as with other religions, that somehow Christians are better than others.
What do I say to Muslim or other non-believers?
I would invite an Orthodox believing Jew, look at your scripture.
I would never put down somebody else's faith, but I would certainly try and encourage them to look critically at Christianity and at what they believe. And if they will, I think God the Father will bring them to a conclusion that Jesus Christ is the true and one way.
Concept. One natural speculation is that intrinsic nature of the physical world has something very deep to do with consciousness. This leads to what philosophers call panpsychism.
I don't think panpsychism has. My own view is consciousness is good and something special about human beings, and it's not everywhere. I mean, that's the cool thing about it. It's not everywhere. If it's a fundamental, it would be matter is everywhere. Electrons are everywhere. you know, consciousness just hides in very special brains.
Well, Barclay would say, have you ever seen anything without consciousness?
Well, that's true, but
no,
that's
every time you see something, you're conscious.
Well, that's right. But consciousness goes where I go, where minds go. But minds aren't everywhere. Do electrons don't have any minds.
Do we really have any record of any observations of anything that didn't involve consciousness? No, because the observation was conscious.
You're getting spooky on me. I think we've got to end this conversation because before I get really weirded out.
What puzzled you most?
Yeah, network.